From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A 5th Judicial District jury in Roswell returned a hung jury verdict Wednesday in the murder trial of 59-year-old Castulo Michael Aragon of Roswell. 5th Judicial District DA Diana Luce texted MTD Radio News and stated there will be a retrial. Aragon is accused of killing his wife Maria Aragon in March of 2017. Maria Aragon was 47 at the time of her death. Court records indicate that Maria Aragon was beaten, strangled, and stabbed in the chest. The New Mexico Attorney General's office tried the case and were assisted by the DA's office. The New Mexico Legislative Education Committee began a 3-day session in Hobbs on Wednesday. They heard from area superintendents on various issues, including funding by the state and federal governments. The committee also heard testimony from 4 Southeast New Mexico high school students. They were asked questions ranging from the quality of education they were receiving to the impact that the COVID pandemic had on their lives. Kiera Gallegos, a sophomore from Eunice, testified that students needed to be in the classrooms during the crisis.
School was a safe place for a lot of kids that did not have a safe place at home. When they were at school, they felt safe because they were in a structured environment. Most likely they had friends, most likely the teachers that were there for them. Maybe they didn't feel safe enough saying something, speaking up for themselves. There's a lot of abuse going on, there's a lot of neglect, and I think that that goes very unnoticed around here, that that's probably why some kids aren't doing very well at home. When we were virtual, who knows what went on, when school was their safe place to get away from that before.
The committee is scheduled to tour the Urenco facility in Eunice today. The Carlsbad School District is developing a new grading system for its elementary school students, which will replace the old traditional letter grades in favor of a standards-based system. During its June 15 school board meeting, Superintendent Dr. Gary Washburn said that the new grading system would be rolled out by grade level, allowing the program to grow along with the students. And we hope to hear more from Superintendent Washburn on the implementation of the new grading system. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.